Yeah, thank you for coming to this talk as well. I'll just keep going through the slight chaos. But I'm Connor Aird. I'm from University College London, and I'm here to talk about unit testing in Fortran. So I'll try and go over a bit of just my experience as a few code examples and how we can kind of automate it a little bit. So starting off with just a bit of intro about Fortran, kind of. So it's not working. Is it on at all?
Yeah.
It's on, okay. Right. Hopefully it's fine. Yeah, okay. So from some colleagues I've got who work in Fortran, I got a list of a few projects that they're aware of and they've worked on. And what I'm trying to get across here is that it's still kind of relevant. The context that I work in is academia a lot of the time, and a lot of the projects work in things like fluid dynamics or weather simulations, which you can see from the UK Met Office being quite a relevant code, which is in Fortran. And we can also see what I'm trying to get across is this kind of popularity. We've got projects with quite a lot of GitHub stars, which is still Fortran. But something else that I'm trying to get across is that these projects, even though they're popular or relatively important, they often don't have unit tests, which you can see I've got a kind of tick and cross system here. So they might have some integration tests, but individual units, functions, often aren't tested in that way, giving that extra confidence that you think you might want for these kind of codes. So why might that be? Why might it be difficult? And again, this is experience from academia, so it might not map to someone in industry. So in my experience, it's often legacy code. And what I mean by that is there's often a few perhaps bad practices, like a lot of global state being used, which makes it quite hard to unit test because you've got to manage that state and make sure your tests are isolated and not interfering with the state that might affect a different test. There's often a lack of units to test. Quite bad wording there for confusion, but sort of a single function might be writing to file systems, it might be doing multiple responsibilities, and it's difficult to write that into a single nice unit test. So that makes it difficult. And then often you've got lock into like specific compilers or dependencies. This might be because you started this project 10, 20, who knows how long ago, and things haven't developed with the rate that Fortran has developed. So you're locked in, and that can limit the environments you can work in and the different libraries that you can connect to. And then another point why it's difficult to test Fortran sometimes is that you get a lot of custom testing setups, so people don't necessarily use